The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Raising teens alone can be brutal. It becomes easier when you are co-parenting with the universe.
Welcome to Co-parenting with the Universe. This week, we are going to talk about inner boundaries, the good, the bad, and how to apply them. Serve your highest good. As a mom and a human being, how did last week's episode resonate with you? Because what we're going to talk about today is kind of a continuation. Last week, we talked about the importance of feeling your own negative emotions. And I don't like saying negative emotions usually. I started calling them uncomfortable emotions because they still have messages for us and they still need to be felt and processed and flow out of our body. This week, we're going to talk about a way I know someone who is very proactive on a lot of stuff. She's very talented at finding solutions and quickly. However, when something happens, she goes to the positive, or she goes to the, maybe not positive, but to the it's not that bad attitude too fast, because she bypasses her own emotions and she's not even aware of it. That's a situation that I describe as having boundaries that don't serve you. So I know that in psychology, boundaries are some concept of putting limits with others in our relationship to have a healthy, functioning relationship. However, today I'm talking about boundaries, limits that we put to ourselves. And in the case that I just mentioned, it is putting a limit to what you're going to tolerate, not from someone else, but from yourself. And sometimes some people have a mode of operations, and it's all our brain trying to protect us. It's a habit, a coping habit that has served us somewhere in our life when we were younger. And in that case, it's a limit. I will not tolerate feeling that bad. I will not tolerate to go there. And you have somehow an unconscious, invisible limit where something difficult is happening. Maybe you stop feeling it a little and then you switch right away to it's not that bad because this, that, and that. Are you maybe doing that yourself? Some people do. Start paying attention to the processes that you unconsciously practice. For myself, I sometimes have a tendency to follow my emotion too much. we have to honor them. But sometimes we get prisoner. We get to be a prisoner of our emotions. Or sometimes we get to follow them so much that we act in a way that is not serving anyone. But that's a subject for another day. Today we're talking about having a limit on what you're going to tolerate feeling or not. And therefore not giving yourself permission to feel those negative emotions, those uncomfortable emotions. So I just wanted to bring some awareness there and to see if it is something that you are maybe doing unconsciously, but now it will be conscious. And a way that you can discover that something, because sometimes we don't do that everywhere in our life, but with certain very strong triggering problems. And when we talk about our kids, it's so close to us. It's so visceral, that relationship, that sometimes we can't tolerate feeling because it's too much. So let's say you have a problem with your teenager. And every time you think about that, you feel some sensation in the pit of your stomach. You feel an emotion that is so uncomfortable. And even if you can't put a name on that emotion, you have some uncomfort in your body. Your body is reacting in a way that you don't like. And maybe it brings other thoughts that you don't like. So you developed a habit of, when you start thinking about that, pushing it away. But as you know, if you put that invisible limit, like, I will not think about that, I will not go there, everything has a price. Nothing disappears unless we work with it, we process it, we let it flow in and out. When we can't feel, we can't hear. Is there a subject, a topic in your life where you're doing that? And that most of the time stems from, one, we don't have hope that it's going to change. We talked about hope few weeks ago in the podcast too. Or two, we don't see the way out. We're confused. We don't know what to do. We can't. It's too much. We don't have what it takes, the knowledge, the strength, whatever it is. So we just avoid it as a whole. And we put a limit. We put a boundary. I will not think or feel about that. And we right away switch to something else. Or we just don't even think about it at all. Or we switch to, I'm going to manifest something better without even doing the work around the emotions and the vibration of that matter. What I'm proposing to you to do instead is to use boundaries as a container to feel. What do I mean by that? To consciously address that matter and those feelings and those emotions and those sensations with a container of time, with a container of safety. That means it will not undo you. You're not going to crumble because of the pain or the suffering or the fear or the anger or the whatever it is that is associated with that matter. And as you know, for that, tapping is wonderful because it will calm you down as you are processing this emotion. And you let it move. You let the energy, because everything is energy. Emotions are signals, energetic signals that travel through your body. So instead of having it stuck somewhere in your body, which is what happens when you push it aside, when you put a limit to not think and not feel, it gets stuck somewhere in the body and it can create a lot of trouble. And one of those trouble is disease. Another one is coming back to kick you or slap you in the face when you least expected it. So instead of that, you let it come when you think, when you work with that matter, when you work with that emotion, and you let it flow out. And what I'm proposing to you, great mantras and affirmations to help you let go of that habit to put your feelings under the rug, to dissolve that boundary that you created to prevent yourself from consciously feeling. And that can be something that you use in with tapping, in the second portion of the tapping, once you've tapped on the negative emotion and you lowered its intensity and you started changing the negative emotion, the negative emotional reaction that is associated with the problem or the matter that you don't even want to think about. Once the emotion is lower, you can start going into it is safe to feel. I give myself permission to feel. As I feel, I set myself free. So I give you three affirmations that you can use in the positive portion of your topic.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And I will record a tapping session on processing fear because it's an emotion that is very often associated when we have problems. And I will demonstrate that too for you. The link to my YouTube channel is on my website, Co-Parenting with the Universe. We just redid the website, we refreshed it, we revamped it, and the podcast and the symbol for end. There you'll find the podcast and the YouTube channel. And of course, in the EFT playlist, you will find the tapping session. But usually it is published the same week as the episode, so that should be the most recent published video or one of the last three. The second thing I wanted to talk about is when we have a problem that takes a lot of space in our mind and in our life, it happens very often that even though we don't think about it consciously, we do think about it unconsciously, and some emotions can arise. Let's say in the middle of the day, you're going about your stuff, at work, or you're doing something, and suddenly you have a wave of fear, or a wave of sadness, a wave of anger. And you also may want to work with that. If you're not in a place where you can tap, you can just breathe deeply, put a hand on your heart. Breathe deeply, take a few breaths from your nose and exhale from your mouth with belly breathing, with a mantra of, it is only an emotion, I am safe. You can say it out loud or in your mind. If you can tap, just tap on it. Because every time you're going to do that, every time you're going to process, you're going to let yourself feel, your body is going to get the message that it's safe to feel. And after a few minutes, when you welcome an emotion like that, it may go a little bit higher and then it just flows out. They are not meant to stay in the body unless we repress them. They come and go. So let yourself feel when it comes up like that. When you don't consciously initiate with a thought or something you said, or let them flow too. And the last thing I wanted to tell you today is to create inner boundaries to literally forbid yourself to initiate the negative feelings with your thoughts. So let's say there is a thought, and it's just a mental habit. It's not something dramatic. It's not something that's hard to do. It's just a question of awareness and will. Because the thought will appear, let's say, you're going to think about that matter. And usually you start with one thought and then you go to another thought and you start feeling the emotion. So what you do is, as soon as you stop thinking about that, you nip it in the bud. And I remember when my son was going to a therapist when he was younger, she taught him, because we were trying to interrupt a behavior. She taught him to visualize a stop sign. So you say no and you see a stop sign, like a road, a driving stop sign. And you let that thought go. Another image I can give you is, when I do that with, let's say I'm going to the next level in my practice or my business, and I have doubts that start coming in the middle of the day, or when I'm just about to work on a project, I imagine myself as a tree with my head being the branches and the foliage. And I literally imagine that I shake the tree. And you know when you shake an apple tree and the apples that already are falling on the floor, I do that, and I imagine that my doubts and my negative thoughts are falling on the floor, and I see them falling like letters on a very hot concrete on a day when it's raining, but it's not cold enough for the water to stay. The concrete is too hot, and it right away disappears from the heat load. So last time I did that, I got a J falling on the floor. Somehow I saw the letter J and K. And I literally saw it dry in a few seconds. So come up with your own images, or use mine, or use the stop sign and the shaking the tree and your thoughts are falling on the floor and they just disappear. Whatever image, whatever method, whatever works for you. But put a boundary with, I will not tolerate that habit from myself anymore. This is not something I want to tolerate. If you want to change, we talked, I don't remember when we did the episode about manifesting and embracing a new identity, becoming a new self, a new person. There are stuff. When you become someone else, there are habits that you will have to no longer tolerate. That's what I'm talking about. That's one of them. I am not tolerating those thoughts anymore. And resist the urge, because we have an illusion that if we tackle a problem from every angle, we're going to be protected and ready to face it. That is an illusion, and that weakens us. And plus that reinforces that habit of negative thoughts. So resist the urge to go there. If it's hard for you, What I always tell my clients is imagine that it is an experiment. For the next 3 months, you will not let yourself do that. It takes about 90 days to change your habit. Every time you go there, nope, stop sign, shake the tree, let go. Every time it happens, and you will teach your brain to not go there anymore. And what you can do just after that, you can have a mantra ready. As I shake my tree, I'm becoming stronger. Or another. As I let go of that habit, I'm becoming smarter. I let go of what no longer serves, and I free myself. It is safe to refuse to engage. It is safe to refuse to go there. It is safe to refuse to go there. Because this illusion of protection, when you affirm it is safe to refuse to go there, and don't put any negation in your affirmations, everything in a positive way. And in the present time, it is safe to refuse to go there. I refuse to go there. So that's what I wanted to mention today about inner boundaries. First one, dissolve the boundary that is preventing you from feeling by creating a container with new boundaries to work on the matter when it is conscious and when it is the time to do so. Address those negative emotions when they arise with either tapping or breathing, affirming that it is safe to feel, and create an inner boundary with the habits that you will no longer tolerate from yourself, the thought habits that you forbid yourself to practice. I hope it helps. Send me some feedback. Let me know what's going on with you. And I will see you next week with another episode. Bye.
I'm Victoria Moran. Since we launched the Main Street Vegan podcast back in 2012, lots more people have discovered the way that moving in a vegan direction can infuse our lives with vitality, spirituality, and compassion. My guests are experts on every aspect of making this work in your real life and our real world. Join us for Main Street Vegan here on mindbodyspirit.fm.